Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds left-handed pitcher Kalen Hampson. And Kalen, thank you for the time. It's been a pretty good start to the year for you, first full season of pro ball. So, how would you describe how the first 2 months has gone?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, getting the feet wet, getting into it, and you know, learning the ins and outs of the game of professional baseball is definitely different to you know, college ball. I think now I'm in a good spot to really excel, and I think I'm now comfortable in where I'm at, and just doing my part each time I'm on the mound, you know.
You mentioned quite the big difference from college to the pros, especially for you, because you came from an NAIA school, so not top-tier college baseball. So what has that transition been like for you?
Yeah, a lot different, you know. You got umpires that are a lot different, the zone, you know, player-wise is completely different. Adjusting to the hitters and what they, you know, tend to swing at a little bit more. A lot better hitters for sure, and pitching wise too. It's, you know, it's tough, but you know, you need that challenge to excel in this game, and I'm all for it. That's why, you know, I'm here. It's because I was good at that level, and I back myself now, and I'm just here to do my part in each level that I'm at. So
the first month maybe was a little bit of a struggle for you in terms of the overall numbers, but it feels like you've really started to collect yourself a pitch very well here in the month of May. So maybe what's the biggest adjustment you've made here through the early portion?
Just back myself. The confidence wasn't there in the first two outings, I'd probably say. And then just starting to realize, like, okay, well, I'm meant to be here. You know, it's the confidence. You know, it's the mental game that I talk about, that this game is more mental than physical sometimes. And if you can overcome the mental side, I think, you know, your physical side comes out a lot more and a lot quicker, you know, whether it's in the gym, it's, you know, it's on the field, it's just doing those extra reps. Yeah, they all help. But like, if you beat yourself up there on the mound, it's very lonely up there as well. So as long as you're telling yourself you can do it and stuff, well, you know, anything's possible. So
how much has pitching coach Bailey Vlasecki helped you here this season?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, between him and Coach Shuck, you know, helping with, you know, keeping me poised. Vlasecki, you know, he's in the bullpen, helping me with whatever I need, you know, whether it be reps, getting, like, helping on the pickoff moves or stuff like that, which the pickoffs has been great. We've been getting guys out at first, and that's been a plus because sometimes, you know, I've been walking a few hitters, but if I can minimize getting them to second base by picking them off, it's been great. You know, not overthinking things in the bullpen, which has been great. Just delivering the pitch, you know, each pitch at a time. He's telling me, you know, throw it with conviction, and that's been a big key for me.
I do want to ask about that pickoff move, because you seem like you have a really good one. It's tough to steal on lefties, but it seems like it's really tough to steal on you.
Yeah, we've been trying to nail down on that for sure, and have different moves to the plate, different moves with my head. Just trying to confuse the runner and the batter at the same time, you know, between me and whoever's catching me at the time. Just mixing up looks, mixing up different times to the plate, and different attempts at picking off has really been helping me. And in counts that, you know, the runner might think I'm throwing a pitch to home to get the out, whether it's 1-2, 0-2. And just getting an easy out at first, and then, all right, cool. Now I've got two out, and I pitch the next pitch. It's strike three, so that's two outs and one pitch, so awesome.
I do want to ask or go back to the college path for you, because you started at the JUCO level before going to Cumberland's at the NAIA level, and then, of course, you get drafted. So just considering all that, where you started, are you surprised a little bit that you've made it this far as a pro?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I set out a goal from the minute I flew out from Australia in 21. And I knew that this was where I was going to be. Like, the schooling was tough for the first 2 years at JUCO, which, you know, pushed me to the route of the NAIA level. I always told everybody that I came across that I was going to be a pro one day, and it wasn't going to be anywhere else but the minor leagues. To say I was going to fall that high in the draft was probably a little bit more of a surprise, but I knew I was always going to be here at some point.
You're coming a long way. You mentioned from Australia, that's where you're born. And what do you miss most about home?
I'd say the food. Food, 100%. Being able to bulk up a little bit easier on the food that was at home, you know, having mum's cooking too. Definitely miss that. You know, there's times that we get home and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty late to cook. But, like, mom, you know, I'd be getting home from practice or whatnot. Mom's already got food at the house, so I do miss that side of home.
Is the weather a little better there, too?
Yeah, it's pretty similar, you know. We got pretty much like a dry heat. It's not really too humid during the times. We don't really see much cold, like no snow at all. So the lowest it gets back home during the wintertime would be like 60, if anything. So, yeah, it's pretty nice back there.
And then last thing I got for you, obviously 2 months into the season, but ultimately maybe what's a goal for yourself or what are you hoping to do as the season continues to progress?
Yeah, I'm just trying to win. I want to see this team win. I want to see all the guys, you know, pursue their goals and get them to the next level that they want to get to. And then obviously that falls into my goals. You know, if we're winning and we're seeing development from each player and everyone's moving up at the same time, you know, that's good for me because that means, you know, I'm doing my part and that means I'm going up to the next level as well. So I think ultimately the next goal is to just win this week, win tonight's game, and win the next game after that. And then, you know, see where the season takes us from there. And if it's, you know, moving on from here, going up to high A, and then so on.
Well, Kalen, that was really good stuff. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Left-handed pitcher Kalen Hampson. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.